Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to the content that I produce and post daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 78, and the title is Bold Requirements. The text on the sticky note reads, "Bold ideas require bold action." Here's the story behind the sticky. You probably have some pretty bold ideas. Concepts that could change the world, or at least your little corner of it. But thinking up bold ideas isn't enough to actually affect those changes. You have to take bold actions to put those ideas into use, to convince others of their value, and to help in their adoption and implementation by others in order to have those ideas spread far and wide and be accepted into common use, which creates the change you were hoping to occur. Here are some of the bold actions you might have to take in order to make your bold idea a reality. Market research. You may have to dig into books and studies and surveys to learn about the past and present state of the targeted industry or category of your idea. If you don't know its history or current status, how can you hope to improve upon it? Talk to strangers. Despite what your parents may have told you, talking to strangers isn't always a bad thing. If your idea is really bold, you're going to need help inside the industry to help you find the influencers who can get you and your idea past the gatekeepers and further up the food chain. And finally, pitch and sell your idea. I hear you groaning out there. Most people dislike the selling process, and you're probably one of them. But the cliche, "nothing happens until somebody sells something," is all too true. You may or may not be in need of getting money to fund your idea, but winning over the minds of the people who will need to adopt your bold idea is a sales job. You're going to need to uncover needs, earn trust, and present your bold idea in a light that shows it to be the solution to those needs you discovered. You'll need to have a clear plan of the steps in your sales process to take them from prospect to buyer, and be able to answer questions and counter objections about your concept. Take a bold idea currently on your mind and construct a bold plan filled with bold actions so you can get your name printed in bold type in the headlines and on checks. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. You can receive a free daily email alert every time new content is posted by going to BigYellowSticky.com and clicking on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you an email once a day that includes a copy of the graphic that I drew by hand using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow sticky note that I posted online. That'll be right there in the email. A lot of people are enjoying right-clicking on that graphic and saving it as the wallpaper on their computer or their mobile phone. You will also receive a link to the latest episode, like the one you listened to just a moment ago, that includes the story behind the stickies, because I can only fit so much information on a 3x3 post-it note, and these audio tracks that go along with the sticky note that complement the content gives you some of the ideas and insights behind the message that I featured in that day's note. That's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode and a brand new story behind the sticky, and I hope that you'll be here to hear it.